CycleWood Solutions is another startup company that was created and tested in the entrepreneurial program at the University of Arkansas's Sam M. Walton College of Business. The company offers a sustainable alternative to the single-use plastic bag. Its product is a biodegradable bag called a Xylo bag. Founders Nim Kao, Kevin Oden, Priscilla Silva, and Jack Avery have been working together for a little more than a year. In that time, the group has raised about $750,000 and started their business, which is located in the Arkansas Research and Technology Park in South Fayetteville. I recently visited the company and spoke with Nim and Kevin, who explained how they started their own business.
So it started as a class project, and then as we got rolling and going to different competitions, we got more and more interest from investors. And then at some point, we had to make a decision whether or not we were going to use this as a real business or if this was going to be just a class project. And the decision was made to move forward with the business, and we got investors on board, and we got plenty of seed money from winning the competition. So far it's been everything kind of just falling into place for us.
So how did you two become involved? Were you through the business program or were you through the engineering program?
We were all of our team was through the business program, and I guess we had one Mac student as well. But we do have I'm an engineer, and Nim's an engineer, and another one of the part-time people on our team is an engineer as well. But it's all through the MBA program is how we got together.
So tell me a little bit about the project that you came up with.
So the project is it's a biodegradable plastic. And we came across the material. It's from the University of Minnesota. And so we ended up licensing that technology from them. But the technology is based off of a material called lignin. It's the second most abundant naturally occurring polymer on the planet, second to cellulose. So it's readily available and it's abundant. It's also a byproduct from the paper manufacturing process, which is really how I got interested in it to begin with, because my background was in paper manufacturing. So I knew about the material, and I thought, well, this could be a viable alternative to plastics. And so with our technical backgrounds and some of the experience we had, Kevin's got experience working with plastics. Jack Avery, one of our other partners, he has experience working with packaging. And so it really made sense for us to move forward with the technology. And then we focused our efforts towards the plastic bag market, because that's where we felt like that's a huge problem. If you drive along the highway anywhere, you see, you know, plastic bags everywhere.
And so the idea with your project is it's more sustainable or it's biodegradable?
Both. So the product itself is both biodegradable and sustainable, since it's in every plant on the planet. It's, you know, you can grow it, so it's definitely sustainable. And then when it biodegrades, if you imagine how a leaf biodegrades, and the last thing you see as a leaf breaks down is generally the lignin. And so as it browns and you see it breaking up, that's the lignin breaking down. So that gives you an idea of how it breaks down. The resulting material is humus, which if you had it in your compost pile or something, it helps promote soil structure and also helps to retain moisture.
So how does this work when you take this to business competitions? How do you present your product? How do you win these competitions?
A lot of the business plan competitions are dependent on the business plan. The technology needs to be real and something that's viable, but the business plan is what they focus on. And so not having a bag in our hand or a sample of the material didn't hurt us too bad. It did hurt us some. But having a business plan that really focused on where the supply of the raw materials were, what the logistics looked like in terms of getting that material to a manufacturing facility, and then connecting with your end customer. And by aligning all those groups of people together, having a plan that's really compelling and a story that really seems like a real possibility is what the business plan competitions are looking for.
And you're competing in another competition in March, is that correct?
Yes, it'll be our 13th competition now over the past year, and it's with Autumn, which is AUTM, and I can never remember what it's called, what it stands for, Authority of University,
Association
of University Technology
Managers
or something.
13, that's a lot. So why keep competing in these?
Well, there's a couple reasons. the first reason is that you can win some money that goes towards your business. It's non-dilutive. And the second reason, really, it helps promote your business, so it gets the word out. If you're looking for investors or if you're looking for customers, it's a good way for people to find out about your company. And so that's the two main reasons. There's a limited time period that you can really compete in some of the competitions. A lot of them are academic based, and so another one that we've entered allows you to enter as long as it's within 1 year of graduation. So, and we all graduated last year, and so we're still okay. But beyond that, there's not a whole lot of other competitions where you're not academically involved.
Have you faced any difficulties of being a startup company?
Yes. There's been plenty of difficulties. Any startup, you're going to have hurdles. Things come up that that you don't necessarily see coming. And so being flexible and being agile enough to overcome the hurdles and kind of adapt to the different situations that arise. Being a small company, I think it really helps. But there's been several things that kind of pop up. So yeah, initially there were some process issues with the technology when we patented when we licensed it. The patent itself, there were some issues with the process that we had to fix, and so we got some experts to look at it, and we've redone the process. Finding the right people to help us can be difficult. There's not very many people that are lignin experts out there today, and so trying to find someone that will be an active advisor or consultant was difficult, but we've got a great advisor now that's got 35 years of experience dealing with it, and so... there is some luck to it, like I say, but we've been fortunate to make all the right connections and just really be able to navigate through the treacherous waters of being a startup.
So you guys have some money, and you're here, you have an office at the Genesis Technology Incubator. So what is next for you guys? What's the next step?
Well, the next step, we have some milestones to reach. To keep the money coming in from the investors, and so we should have some samples coming back that we've been doing some testing on here in about a month or so, and then if those go well, the next stage of testing will continue to scale up the process, and then by summer we hope to be working towards pilot scale, and so that kind of gives you an idea of the timeline without being too technically specific. So hopefully by the end of summer, we should have some bags that people can look at and try out.
When you started this program, did you ever think that, here you would be here where you kind of have your own startup company and you have something that people are interested in and that, it seems to be going well?
Not really. When we started, I think Kevin and I always thought we'd start our own company at some point. But the funny thing was whenever we formed our team, two of the members that are the part-time members now, they said point blank, just before we start, I just want to let all of you know that we love our jobs and we're not quitting our jobs to start this business. But those same people, about 3 months in, said, can we really do this? If we don't do this, I don't think I can live with myself. And so it's funny how people have a change of heart and it's one of those things, you're either an entrepreneur or you're not, and just sometimes you don't realize it until you figure it out. But no, we didn't really think that this was going to be the business that we started up. But again, it was just like, it was something we had to do. At some point, the enthusiasm from the people, the encouragement we got, and the results we were getting back said that this is something that we had to do. It would be almost irresponsible for us not to try, at least, because it was such a great impact on the people, because they would come and say, this is something I need for garbage bags, for the grocery bags. They say it's a huge problem. The oceans are getting polluted, and they just said, when is this ready? When can I get my hands on something like this? And so it really became a responsibility for us to deliver on this.
Having had some time with this business, is there any advice that you would offer to anybody else that's out there thinking about having a startup or becoming an entrepreneur?
I think you have to be flexible with your plan. I mean, you got to have a good plan, and you got to know what you want to, what your end result is, and what your kind of end goal is. But there's going to be a lot of different pathways to get there. I mean, if you look at our first business plan, a lot of our first things have changed, but the end goal is still the same.
I'd say there's a couple things. First thing is choose your partners wisely. I mean, it is like a marriage, and so make sure that the people that you're getting involved with are people that you can live with and that you can work with, because you're going to spend a lot of time with these people. And the second thing is make sure that you're coachable, because if you can't handle criticism, it's the wrong thing for you to do.
Nim Kao is the president and CEO of Cycle Wood Solutions, and Kevin Oden is the company's chief operating officer. I recently spoke to them at their office in the Arkansas Research and Technology Park in South Fayetteville. More information is available at cyclewood.com.